And if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Andidas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 15th, 2024. Welcome to day 1273. All right, first up, a bit of an overview of what we know so far about the assassination attempt against Donald Trump at a rally on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania. The shooting is being investigated as an attempted assassination. Trump was shot and hit by a bullet in the upper part of his ear, but is otherwise fine, according to his campaign. As he was ushered away, he raised his fist to the crowd and mouthed, "Fight, fight, fight." The Secret Service said the 20-year-old shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks fired multiple shots from an elevated position outside of the rally using an AR-style rifle that was legally purchased by his father. Two suspicious devices were also found in Crooks' vehicle, and authorities suspect that a third may have been found at his home. Crooks and at least one audience member were killed, and two other attendees at the rally were critically injured by the shots. Officials said that the shooter did not have a history of interactions with law enforcement or of any mental illness, and that investigators have not found any evidence on social media or elsewhere that might help identify his motive for the attempted assassination. Crooks was a registered Republican, but had made a small donation to a Democratic-leaning group in the past. The rooftop where Crooks shot at Trump was identified by the Secret Service as a potential vulnerability in the days leading up to the event, and shortly after the shooting, Joe Biden condemned the attack, saying that there's no place in America for this kind of violence. He called it sick and said, "We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this."
But in America, we resolve our differences at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets.
In a pair of interviews on Sunday, Trump recounted the shooting, saying, "A lot of people say it's the most iconic photo they've ever seen. They're right, and I didn't die. Usually you have to die to have an iconic picture." He added, "I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be dead." House Republicans, meanwhile, said they will conduct a full investigation into the shooting, and Trump's campaign said he still plans to attend the Republican National Convention, which begins today in Milwaukee. The Secret Service said it was not anticipating any changes to our operational security plans for the RNC, adding, "We're ready to go." Meanwhile, Biden called on the nation to lower the temperature in our politics, saying the attempted assassination of Trump requires Americans to take a step back to determine how we go forward from here. Using the Oval Office to make his third remarks to the nation in less than 24 hours, Biden said, "We cannot, we must not go down this road in America. There is no place in America for this kind of violence, for any violence, ever, period. No exceptions. We cannot allow this violence to be normalized." Biden also cited a number of violent political acts in recent years, including the January 6th attack on the Capitol, the failed attempt to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, and the intimidation of election officials. In earlier remarks on Sunday, Biden said, "An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation, everything. It's not who we are as a nation, it's not America, and we cannot allow this to happen." Moving on, Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed Special Counsel Jack Smith's criminal classified documents case against Trump, which accused him of mishandling classified information after leaving the White House. In a 93-page order, the judge found that Attorney General Merrick Garland's appointment of Special Counsel Jack Smith was unlawful and unconstitutional because Smith had not been named to the post by Biden or confirmed by the Senate. Trump's attorneys argued in February that the Appointments Clause of the Constitution does not permit the Attorney General to appoint, without Senate confirmation, a private citizen and like-minded political ally to wield the prosecutorial power of the United States. Garland appointed Smith, a private citizen, in 2022 to oversee the two federal investigations into Trump. Garland and Smith's team have argued that legal and historical precedent allowed for the appointment of an independent prosecutor to handle the investigations. Still, the judge ruled that none of the statutes cited as legal authority for the appointment gives the Attorney General broad inferior officer appointing power or bestows upon him the right to appoint a federal officer with the kind of prosecutorial power wielded by Special Counsel Smith. Nor do the special counsel's strained statutory arguments, appeals to inconsistent history, or reliance on out-of-circuit authority persuade otherwise. The Justice Department is expected to appeal the ruling. Trump appointed Judge Cannon to the federal bench in South Florida in 2020, and a federal grand jury originally indicted Trump with 40 felony counts, alleging that he willfully kept classified material after he left the White House and then obstructed the government's repeated efforts to get them back. Separately, Trump was charged with 32 counts under the Espionage Act for willful retention of national defense information and an additional 8 charges for making false statements and engaging in a conspiracy to obstruct justice. And finally, a federal judge dismissed Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy protection case, clearing the way for creditors to pursue and potentially seize his assets. Giuliani sought bankruptcy protection after a jury awarded two Georgia election workers $148 million after Giuliani defamed them following the 2020 election. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.